The Renaissance Festival Podcast, show number 164, interview with Abby Green. Today's show is brought to you by A Long Expected Party 2, There and Back Again. Another Lord of the Rings themed event is in the works. ALEP 2, There and Back Again 2011 is returning courtesy of the same wonderful people who brought you A Long Expected Party held at Shaker Village in Harrodsburg, Kentucky in September of 2008. This exciting event will feature storytelling, music, adventures, language, and lore, all inspired by J.R.R. Tolkien's Lord of the Rings novels. Come celebrate a reenactment of the Great Halls of Gondor, the beautiful forested elven outpost of Rivendell, and the peaceful green hills of the Shire. Join us September 28th through October 2nd, 2011, for a weekend you will never forget. Find out more details at alep2.us.
A daughter of a farming man, alas with raven locks, I met her at the Cock and Bull's, a tavern by the docks. Although we courted but a week, my love for her persisted, for when with her we swiped in ways I never knew existed.
She's a whore, yes a whore, alas a myth and lore, a pontifex of oral sex, she'll rhyme it till you're sore. Yes, she's a whore, yes a whore, she is dear to fleet and core.
Her bosoms were named Mary, for they were pure and white. Her muff was named Elizabeth, cause it was nice and tight. Her nips were named Daisy and Rose, for they're like flowering buds. But her ass was named the River Thames, cause it is full of mud. Yes,
she's a whore, yes a whore, a lass of myth and lore. A pontifex of oral sex, she'll ride you till you're sore. Yes, she's a whore, yes a whore, she is dear to fleet and core. Her legs are splayed, we'll all get laid by the whore that we adore.
Well, soon after we parted ways, I saw her with me friend. They courted but a week or two, but that came to an end. She then did hop from bed to bed, but what made me so mad was after several months had passed, I saw her with me dad.
She's a whore, yes a whore, a lass of myth and lore. A pontifex of oral sex, she'll ride you till you're sore. Yes, she's a whore, yes a whore, she is dear to fleet and core. Her legs are splayed, we'll all get laid by the whore that we adore.
One day while at the tavern here, I heard unhappy news. This country lass had died of clap, oh what a duel to lose. Tis not as sad as one may think, as I soon realized, for all those saints now pass around that big bed in the sky.
She's a whore, yes a whore, a lass of myth and lore. A pontifex of oral sex, she'll ride you till you're sore. Yes, she's a whore, yes a whore, she is dear to fleet and core. Her legs are splayed, we'll all get laid by the whore that we adore. She's a whore, yes a whore, a lass of myth
she's
and lore.
A pontifex
of oral sex, she'll ride you till you're sore. Yes, she's a whore, yes a whore, she is dear to fleet and core. Her legs are splayed, we'll all get laid by the whore that we adore.
Welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast. My name is Matt Letter.
And I'm Tony Artem.
And that was She's a Whore by the Poxy Boggards from Liver Let Die. So how are you doing, Tony?
I am good. How about you?
Doing just great. So let's get back to some music.
Andalusia by Silent Lions from Into the Medieval World.
Thank you.
came out of the west, their fortunes for to try. And these three men made a solemn oath, John Barleycorn must die. They plowed, they sowed, they harrowed him in, threw plots upon his head, till these three men were satisfied, John Barleycorn was dead. They let him lie for a very long time, till the rains from heaven did fall, and little Sir John sprung up his head, and so amazed them all. They let him stand till the midsummer's day, till he grew both pale and wan, and little Sir John long, long lived, and so became a man. Can't mend kettles or pots without a little barley
Glory, oh, glory. was 50 long years since I saw the moon beaming on strong manly forms and on eyes with hope gleaming. I see them again, sure through all my daydreaming. Glory, oh, to the bold Fenian man. When I was a girl, their marching and drilling awoke in the glenside, sound awesome and thrilling. They loved poor old Ireland, and to die they were willing. Glory-o, glory-o to the bold Fenian men. Some died with a stranger, and wise men have told us their cause was a failure. But they stood by old Ireland, and they never feared danger. Glory-o, glory-o to the bold Fenian. Praise that I met her, be life long or short, I will never forget her. We may have great men, but we'll never have better. Glory-o, glory-o to the bold.
While homeward bound one night on the Dee, swinging in my hammock I fell asleep. I dreamed a dream and I thought it true, concerning Franklin and his gallant crew. With 100 seamen he sailed away, cross frozen ocean in the month of May, to seek a passage all around the pole. We poor seamen do sometimes go. Cruel hardships they vainly strove, their ships on mountains of ice were drove. Only the Eskimo and his skin canoe was the only one that there came through. Baffin Bay, where the whale fish blow, the fate of Franklin no man can know. The fate of Franklin no tongue can tell. Where Lord Franklin and his crew do dwell. Captain Osborne of Scarborough Town, brave Perry and Winslow of great renown. They searched east and they searched west, crossed Arctic shores that they knew the best. Now I board and it gives me pain, for my long lost Franklin I cross the main. 10,000 pounds would I freely give, stay on earth, Lord Franklin do live.
And that was Lord Franklin by the Pirates Royale from Blackjack.
And before that, Down by the Glenside by Nancy Daly Green from Delia's Hearth.
And before that one, John Barleycorn by Scott Boswell from Jug of Punch. Next up is Mark's interview in Texas at the Sherwood Forest Fair with Abby Green.
Welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast. My name is Mark Gunn, and I'm here with Abby Green at Sherwood Forest Fair. Say hi, Abby.
Hi, everybody.
And now, Abby is an anomaly at fair. Oh, sorry. Well, you know, I mean, I don't know many people who actually sing in Gaelic at Renaissance festivals. So, I mean,
it's true.
How did you get into that, and how did you get started singing Gaelic?
I just, you know, it was one thing led to another. I didn't even realize that Celtic festivals existed until I was in college and, you know, just found that I just loved it and totally, it just touched me in a really soul-felt way. And so one thing led to another.
Did you speak Gaelic in college?
No. I didn't start working on it until I moved to Austin 2004 with the Gaelic League of Austin. Mm-hmm. And they just get together on Sundays. They love the language and work together to learn it, and a lot of fun, great people, and good way to do that.
And you started learning songs, Gaelic
from
songs?
That. Yep, yep, yep. I got used to the language, got used to being able to look at the letters and, you know, not freak out because bees don't sound like bees anymore.
I still do that, yeah.
So it took a little while for that to happen, and then the songs were a whole lot easier after that.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Now, how long have you been performing, singing, playing music?
I've been singing and playing music since I was a little kid, and I think most people would probably, you know, say that's true if they're a musician. But I went through college as a musician, and then after college I did not sing a single note for 7 years.
Wow.
And got back into music because of a barbershop choir that I saw advertised. And
really?
Yeah, imagine that.
Did you sing in a barbershop choir?
Yep, and nice. as a quartet too. I was the tenor. And
wow.
Yeah, and strangely enough, there's some similarities to that in medieval music. And I started singing with medieval groups and just really got back into it.
You played with Istanpita,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Istanpita and Texas Early Music Project.
Okay.
And, yeah. So got involved in the early music thing, which got me into the Renaissance festivals.
And now you're doing Celtic music.
Yep, and now I have my own stuff in Irish. And
nice.
Yep, yep. Like everything in life, one thing just leads to another kind of thing.
Yeah, now you have your first album was called?
Ainini.
Ainini. Okay, that helps because I'm not sure if I've been pronouncing it right.
That's correct.
But now you have a new album that just came out, or when's the official release date? Is it already out?
February 28th is when I actually got it in my hands.
But that's
like
not
that.
The official release date, is it?
Well, I don't know. I'm releasing it as soon as I had it in my hands.
That works, too.
No reason to let it age
that's
in the box.
True. That's true. That's very
let
true.
It out of there.
And what's the album called?
Fig for a Kiss. Much easier to pronounce for you.
Yes.
How's that?
Yes. I can pronounce that one. And I already listened to listened to it once already.
Excellent.
And I noticed there's a bunch of Gaelic songs. There's a few more there. It feels like there's a few more in English. I'm not
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, there are. There
okay.
are.
And yeah. And tell me about the album.
It was a lot of the songs where people recommended them over the years, and I finally got around to learning them. A couple of, I just love doing jigs and reels in Gaelic, and those are just a lot of fun. They bounce, you know, it's yeah. just, I love the way they feel. So those are the ones that I brought in the Gaelic, are the more fast, bouncy kind of songs, and left the sad, mournful songs to the English, and I think it worked okay, you know.
Yeah. And now tell me about your instrumentation. You play the bouzouki?
I play the bouzouki, yeah.
Irish bouzouki
and an octave mandolin, and they're pretty much the same instrument except yeah. for how long they are. And then I added a great fiddle player, Michelle Levy, and also E.J. Jones plays bagpipes, flutes of all sorts all over the album. So,
fantastic.
Yeah.
And so how's it going so far?
I think it's going pretty good. Nobody's said anything bad so far, so.
Well, I enjoyed it, so that's
well, good.
Now, where can people find you online and whatnot?
AbbyGreen.com, ABBY, green like the color.com, and everything about where to find me and where to buy stuff is all there. I'm a pretty open book kind of person.
Okay. All right, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
First, there was the beginning. And then came the part that came after the beginning. Now, this is the beginning of the middle. And the end of the part that came after the beginning. Season 3 of Transylvania Television. It comes after 2.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Renaissance Festival podcast news.
So let's head down to the dungeon to get the news from Tony.
Brought to you by Letter to Rum. The Village Idiots have a new website, RennieIdiots.com. Plus, they're going to be releasing a new CD later this year. Sherwood Forest Fair will be hosting a Celtic festival this fall. You can find more out at SherwoodForestFair.com. And the Renaissance and Fantasy Fair of the Ozarks are looking for people who are interested in volunteering for the first annual fair. It's a medieval Renaissance fair with a touch of fantasy, and the fair is going to be October 29th and 30th, and I'm sure you can just Google it and find out more information about that fair if you're interested. So if you have any news, you can post it on Facebook, or you can email it directly to me. I've got an email account now. It's Tony, T-O-N-Y, at renaissancefestivalmusic.com. But if it doesn't work, you can just email the music at renaissancefestivalmusic.com, and I'll be sure to get the news that way as well. And that's it for the news this week. Reminding you how to survive a Renfest tip of the week is count how many women pinch men's tights. And now back to somewhere else in the castle.
So now for some more music.
Okay, next up is The Health to the Company by the Brogging Noggin Bards from A Fair to Remember.
Kind friends and companions, come join me in rhyme. Come and lift lift up your voices and chorus with mine. Let us drink and be merry, all grief to refrain. For we may and might never meet here again. So here's a health to the company, and one to my lass. Let us drink and be merry, all out of one glass. Let us drink and be merry, all grief to refrain. For we may and might never meet here again. So here's a health to the wee lass that I love so well. For style and for beauty, sure none can excel. There's a smile on her countenance as she sits on my knee. Sure, there's no one in this wide world as happy as me. So here's a health to the company, and one to my lass. Let us drink and be merry, all out of one glass. Let us drink and be merry, all grief to refrain. For we may and might never meet here again. It's safe landing without any shock. And if ever I should meet you by land or by sea, I will always remember your kindness to me. So here's a health to the company, and one to my lass. Let us drink and be merry, all out of one glass. Let us drink and be merry, all grief to refrain. For we may and might never meet here again. Here's a health to the company, and one to my lass. Let us drink and be merry, all out of one glass. Let us drink and be merry, all grief to refrain. For we may and might never meet here again.
I'm gonna get about as naughty as you'll let me, so it's up to you. Ready then, here comes the chorus, and...
Aye, 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 aye. In China they do it for chili. So sing me another verse, oh, or Sam the other verse. So won't be around by me, Willie. Da-di-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Very good, Earl. I'm gonna start out naughty right away. I don't care anymore. Now there once was a man from Bon Air who was doing his wife on the stair. When the banister broke, he doubled his stroke and finished her off in midair. It's too late. They already heard most of it. All right, let's see. Here's a good one. It's a good, disgusting one. Now, there once was a fellow named Art.
Art.
Who let out the world's biggest fart.
Art.
Well, he tried to restrict her, and it went off the Richter, and caused the Red Sea to repart. My favorite filthy ones. And there once was a fellow, O'Doul, who found little red spots on his tool. His doctor a cynic, sent it out of the clinic, had to wipe off that lipstick, you fool. Anybody here yet? Or give me another chance. I'm sure I can do it with this one. Now there once was a man from East Kent whose tool was so long that it bent. Well, to save her some trouble, he folded it double, and instead of coming, he went. Very favorite, this is my favorite. Now there once was a fellow, McSweeney, who spilled some gin on his weenie. Well now just to be couth, he added vermouth, then slipped his girlfriend a martini. Shake it, not stir. Because I have to say a certain four-letter naughty word in it. Basically, I have to speak in cursive. Is anybody going to object to the old SH word being thrown at you? Right? Because you're going to like it's a very classy limerick, right? Right, here we go. And I did write this one, so I'm fully responsible. Now, a bear... Somebody try that again. It's so good, I want to start it over. A bear taking a dump. Asked a rabbit, does shit stick to your fur as a habit? Of course not, said the hare. It's really quite rare. So the bear wiped his ass with the rabbit. Decide which one you'd like to hear. You can either pick A, the most tasteless limerick ever written by man, or two, a very, very, very filthy one. All those for the most tasteless limerick ever written, raise your hand. Oh, there they are, there. All those for the most filthy one you've heard yet. Why am I surprised? All right. We're going to do it both. Shame to say that I wrote this one, this first one. Most tasteless living, right? Now, a new farmer's helper named Cull accidentally was milking a bull. The farmer said, boy, you're dumb. You've done milked the wrong one, says the boy, but me whole bucket's full. A bull smile. I can't be held responsible at this point. Now there once was a fellow from Brighton who says, Nelly, oh, you sure are a titan. She says not to burst your bubble, cause it's really no trouble. But you bastard, you're not in the Brighton.
If I had a million shillings,
if I had a million shillings,
I'd buy you a castle.
I would totally buy you a castle.
And if I had a million shillings,
if I had a million shillings,
I'd buy you a boat for your castle,
filled with rubber duckies and bubble baths.
If I had a million shillings,
if I had a million shillings,
I'd buy you a team of horses.
So Clydesdales, because they come with beer.
Budweiser. If I had a million shillings, I'd buy your love. If I had a million shillings,
we wouldn't have to eat soup and bread.
If I had a million shillings,
we could afford real food instead.
If I had a million shillings,
we'd have people bring us all our cider.
Yeah, and we could make our own, and we could have our own apple orchard.
With hay rides?
Oh, yeah, and then we could make our own cider.
It would be woodchucks.
Well, we could bring our own woodchucks.
Really? I like woodchucks.
Yeah, then you can squeeze them right into the glass.
No!
Like woodchuck juice.
No, stop.
I'm gonna call Pete on you.
We're not really at the Renaissance, we're at a Renaissance fair. So, what can we do here with $1 million?
If I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
I'd take you to a show.
But not the Village Idiots, because that's just cruel.
If I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
I'd buy you some turkey legs.
That's an awful lot of turkey legs.
If I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
I'd buy you a face painting.
Heaven, you are cheap.
Yeah. If I had $1 million, I'd buy your love.
If I had $1 million,
you wouldn't have to walk to the fair.
If I had $1 million,
you'd hire a rickshaw to carry us there.
If I had $1 million,
you wouldn't have to come here in the rain.
Well, yeah, but we'd still come here.
Right, but we wouldn't have to get
Well, if we could just sit in a pub and drink all day.
How would that be different than now?
It wouldn't. All right, well, some people, this is kind of their fantasy, but they take a little far with the role-playing, and the wizards, and the D&D, and the 12-sided dice, and the World of Warcraft. Yeah, this verse is for you.
Natural 20.
If I had superpowers,
if I had superpowers,
I'd fly you around the world
in a Starship Enterprise.
Get her all she's got, Captain.
If I had superpowers,
if I had superpowers,
I'd impress you with my strength.
I'm a level 25 druid. I'll meet you in the basement.
If I had superpowers,
if I had superpowers,
I could see right through your dress.
Can we actually do that?
I sincerely hope so.
Oh my god, I can see both of her.
Oh, hey.
Kidney. I was gonna say kidneys, Kevin. You didn't let me finish. I was totally gonna say kidneys.
Where are your kidneys located?
I don't know.
If I had superpowers, I'd win your love.
If I had $1 million shillings.
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 We'd be kings.
And that was If I Had $1 million shillings by Village Idiots from Epic Win.
Before that, Lock the Door by Maidens 4 from Emerald Fire.
And before that one was Axel the Sot with The Limerick Song Alive from Tales from the Tavern. We want your comments and suggestions. Email us at music@renaissancefestivalmusic.com. We want to thank everyone who listens to this podcast, tells their friends, and interacts with us on our various forums. A very special thanks to those who financially support the podcast by making donations or through your purchases of music through renaissancefestivalmusic.com. Well, that pretty much wraps it up for this week.
Yes, it does. So hopefully we're going to have more people. Kristen is still having troubles with recording, so sadly she couldn't join us this week. And I'm sure Joe is going to have some really cool and splendid news here coming up very, very soon.
So, yeah, we're all looking forward to that.
Yeah, we'll let him tell about that.
So this last song we're going to play, Tony, what are we going to play for our last song?
Brian Rue's March by Claire Roach from Little of the Banshee.
Well, that's it. Enjoy the song, everyone, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
The fair is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.
The Renaissance Festival podcast was produced by Mark Gunn and Matt Letter. If you like what you heard today, visit our show notes at renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Show your support by telling your friends about the great music you found. We'll see you at the fair. Sláinte.